Anthony Fauci's top advisor bragged about how to make emails disappear. By Hannah Knudsen on May 21, 2024. Anthony Fauci's top advisor, David Morans, once bragged about how to make emails disappear. Emails obtained by a congressional subpoena revealed. Morans, who works at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, worked as an advisor for Fauci for more than 20 years. And it has been revealed that he boasted about how to make emails disappear in an email to EcoHealth Alliance's, EHA, Peter Daszak. EcoHealth Alliance is significant, as it received a grant before the pandemic that later funded studies on the coronavirus at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV. I learned from our FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Lady hear how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd but before the search starts. Morans told Daszak, offering tips on how to hide emails and concluding that they are all safe. Plus I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. He said, later adding, we are all smart enough to know to never have smoking guns. And if we did we wouldn't put them in emails. And if we found them we would delete them, he added. This revelation has sparked further concern from lawmakers on the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, who worry that such officials had more evidence that they successfully hid to avoid accountability, a stunning lack of transparency. Further, this coincides with the revelation the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic released in 2023, which found Morans admitting that he used his personal email rather than a government email because my NIH, National Institutes of Health, email is FOIA'd constantly. Just send to any of my addresses and I will delete anything I don't want to see in the New York Times, Morans reportedly wrote. Related, GOP Rep. McCormick, we've found email showing Fauci knew COVID looked unnatural, knew of gain of function. This revelation comes on the heels of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, suspending funding to EcoHealth Alliance. In a memo explaining that decision, the HHS said EcoHealth did not adequately monitor WIV's compliance and, therefore, its own compliance with the terms and conditions of its grant award. Therefore, given the issues regarding the management of EHA's grant awards and subawards, I have determined that the immediate suspension of EHA is necessary to protect the public interest, it adds. HHS suspension and debarment official Henrietta Brisbane wrote in a separate letter. HHS believes there is adequate evidence in the record for this debarment cause and that immediate action is necessary to protect the public interest. Related, Rand Paul questions Fauci on gain of function.